on your radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app. This is ABC Newcastle.
Dan and Jenny with you this Wednesday, 23 to 8. The new Jets coach has arrived and has been training the team ahead of this weekend's game against the Western Sydney Wanderers. What kind of impact will Carl Robinson have?
He's been good enough to give us some time today as part of a busy week. Carl, good morning.
Good morning.
You're three whole days into the job, I think. What are your impressions of the Newcastle Jets side that we have?
Yeah, well, I've got loads of experience in 3 days. It's very positive in the first few days. The boys have been very engaging. They've been open to wanting to listen and learn because I will do things differently. So I'm pretty confident that they continue the good work that's been done over the last few weeks. But bit by bit, I need to build in how I want to play, the way we want to play, and certain characteristics that I need in the team.
How long do you think that actually takes with a new team? Should we be seeing changes in 3 weeks, or are we talking 3 years?
Well, it won't be 3 years. It'll be a lot shorter than that. The difficult decision I have is because the team has been playing well, even though they've only won one game at the last three or four, do you decide to change it totally from now and try and rip it up in a short week of training that you have, or do you wait and continue the continuity that they've been having for the last month and then steadily over time over the next 10 weeks try and implement what I want, and then coming into pre-season next year, it's very clear this is the way we're playing, this is how we're playing. So it'll probably be a little bit of both, but I will be putting my messages in the team each week to try and improve bit by bit.
You've worked with a number of different clubs in different countries, so you no doubt have some experience in this regard. But coming in as a new coach to an established team and mid-season too, what is the line that you're walking here in terms of getting to know people, build relationships, but also you're here to do a job, which is to get those wins?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, any manager that comes in to any football club and says that they're here and they're going to build for 3 years, as you said there, in 3 years we'll have built a good team, is sitting on the fence. I don't sit on the fence. You know, I need to come in immediately and try and get results. We haven't been good enough this year over a period of time, which is why that we're sitting at the bottom of the table, and we know that. But they are a good group of players, so I need to get to know each player individually, got to get to know the team collectively, because there is something that makes each player tick. You know, I don't know that yet. I've got to find that. I've got to build relationships with them, and then I've got to push them, because it's easy to be comfortable. You know, they're doing a job they love to do. Thousands and thousands of people want to be in their position. So if they don't want to work and commit and work hard every day, then they're not the people I want for the football club, because, you know, you get an opportunity to play for Newcastle Jets and you've got to give every single thing you can every day.
Carl, in your opinion, and after watching the last few games, what is going wrong? Why are we at the bottom of the table?
I think it's small details in football. It really is. There's not too much difference between the top teams and the bottom teams in this division, other than your key players. And people will talk about your key players being your forwards or your creative players. And I think Sunday was a perfect example. You know, our creative players in Dimi Petratos, in Steve Jugakovic, in Roy O'Donovan, they performed high. You know, their levels were very, very high. And we won the game. So conceding too many goals is an issue. We know that. Three very poor goals on the weekend, two set plays and a goalkeeper mistake. You know, they're easy to rectify. That's just work on the training field. And confidence. You know, football is any sport really is about confidence. And if they've got the confidence of the manager, then they should have the confidence of themselves. And my job will be to drive that into them. Because if they don't believe in themselves, then it's going to take a little bit longer than I thought.
Carl Robinson is here on ABC Newcastle Breakfast, the new coach of the Newcastle Jets. Carl, I hope you don't mind if we get to know you a little on a personal level. You've brought your family here from Vancouver. That's a massive change. Are they teenagers, younger family? Who have you got with you?
Yeah, well, at the moment I've got no one. They are coming with me. Mm-hmm. I said to...
Are you sure?
Well, I hope so. They're coming over in March for a short break, and then they will come over full-time in July.
Okay.
I said to the group when I spoke to them on Saturday, I said, I've come the other side of the world, you know, and I'm bringing my family here, so I'm not messing about. I'm coming here to win. I want to be successful, and you've got to have that same mentality and commitment as I do as well. And they were engaged, and they seemed to shake their head and understand. My family is based, I've got a wife, I've been with my partner, wife, for 25 years. I've known her from school. Mm. I have a 17-year-old daughter and I have an 11-year-old son. Mm. So we're pretty private people, based upon being in New York and Toronto and Vancouver. Mm. But we're just family-orientated people because we all come from Wales.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll love Newcastle. Plenty for the family to do here in our city. Are you getting that impression, though, in your first days here?
Yeah, people are so friendly. You know, it's literally, I'm driving into work at 7 in the morning. I'm thinking, where is everyone? You know, I'm not used to not having any traffic and sitting on the roads for 45 minutes. And same when I'm finishing at 5, 6 o'clock, it's like, it's not too many people about, which I can get used to.
That's a good reminder, because we complain about that traffic, Carl.
So nothing compared to Vancouver, nothing compared to New York, of course.
I would sit in the car for an hour and a half daily in Vancouver, and it was... It's okay in the short term, but when you've done it for 5, 6, 7 years, it becomes quite boring. So it's actually refreshing.
Well, and wait for Novocastrians to start to recognise you too. You can't go out for a coffee without them giving you a little opinion, a little tip, a little chat about the Jets too. I've seen that happen with previous coaches.
Some friendly advice, yes. I'm sure. Carl, thank you for making time to come in today, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Carl Robinson, the new coach of the Newcastle Jets. And of course, you'll hear the Jets in action against the Western Sydney Wanderers this Saturday from 7:30.